Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishdabur Yomi program is Daf Resh Pei Vav Omid Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishdabur, and we're going to be finishing off Simen Tuf Chaf Hei, which deals with the halachos of Rosh Chodesh, and we're going to be starting Tuf Chaf Vav, which deals with Kiddush Lavana, as we come close to the conclusion of the fourth volume of Mishdabur. So we begin with the Ramah, which is found on the third line. Yesterday we had concluded our discussion dealing with whether or not when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos and Sunday, you do or you do not add the first and last words of Marcha Chodesh to the Shabbos HaTorah of Shabayim Kisi. And the Mechaber had said that the minhag is to do so, and the Ramah had said that there, since we're skipping around from one Navi to another Navi, that the minhag is not to do so, and therefore we don't say the first and last words of Marcha Chodesh on HaShemayim Kisi, and everybody does as is their custom. This was brought down in the name of the Trumas Hadeshen, and the Ramah said, V'chei Noagin, that this is in fact the way the Ramah paskins, that we don't say the first and last psukim of Marcha Chodesh on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, because even though Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, we don't want to skip around from one Navi to the other. However, he says, Avol im haftorah ba'osa novi osin kein. But if the haftorah is found not too far away, not like Hashemayim Kisi and Malchut Chodesh that they're far away, but if they're found in the same sefer of haftorah, so if they're both from the same sefer of Nach, then you can jump, so to say, from one place to the other. Likewise, the Ramah says, V'chein im hoya chasin b'rosh chodesh o b'shar shabbosos. In those days, they had a special custom that they would say a special haftorah, sos or sis, on a offer of Shabbos. On the Shabbos before a chasana for the chasan, he would have a special haftorah for him, regardless of where it was in the year. So, according to this custom, if the chasana was on Rosh Chodesh, so you have to say Hashemayim Kisi, or if it was Bishar Shabbos, or some other special Shabbos, which the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkot Nir Gimel tells us, Kagon, Hani Hamuskar Mesov Simim Tov Chav Ches, I Shom, those special haftorahs that we're going to learn about in a couple of simonim. So, in this situation, She'ein Dochen Haftorah, we don't allow the special offer of Shabbos Haftorah of Sos or Sis to push aside the special Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh or the other special Shabbosim. Now we'll go back to the Mishnah Berurah of Kanyan Beis to explain this a little bit more. Rotsa Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Ramah as follows. The Minhag Hu B'Shabbos, they used to have a custom, it's not extant in our days. Sheish Chosin Lischos Haftorah Hashavua, if there was a Chosin present, that they would not read the regular weekly Haftorah that should have been read for that regular Shabbos. Velikdos Haftorah Sos Osis Shehu Mein Yonah, and instead they would read the Haftorah of Sos Osis, which dealt with the Ofruf. Now, the issue footnote number 9 points out from the Shari Ephraim that nowadays our minhag is that we don't do this, and the Aruch HaShulchan agrees as well that we don't have this custom of reading Sos Osis, but we read the regular weekly Haftorah that should be read for that Shabbos, even when a Chosin is present. The minhag is often that the Chosin will get to read that Haftorah, but he reads the regular Shabbos Haftorah and not Sos Osis. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah explains, where does this custom come from? Kidemur l'kamen b'sov sif simen tov chav ches, will be discussed over there with the special Shabbosos. Umavur shom, and the Mishnah Berurah says, we'll learn over there, the calls there who be Shabbosos the Alma. This custom of reading Sos Osis was only when it was a regular Shabbos. Shein Haftorah shalem muskeres b'shas. It didn't have a special Haftorah that was mentioned in the Gemara. However, Avol be Haftorahs shenizkorim b'shas, but those Haftorahs that are special Shabbos Haftorahs, u'medrashim, or they're mentioned not only in Shas, or they may be mentioned in the Medrashim, which are also Tanoik in Sos, ain't dochen osam ibn echasana. Then we don't push aside those special Haftorahs and read the Minhag Haftorah of Sos Osis for the Chosin, for the upcoming chasana, she'ain's el minhag b'yamo, because that's only a minhag and it doesn't push aside something mentioned in Shas or the Medrashim. And he says, v'gam achar shekorim, and even after you read them, we don't say go read the second haftorah ain't likro sos osis. Why? Because it would be too much of a tircha to go from one navi to another navi when they're not next to each other, and therefore we don't do this. And al zeh ashmin kan bago, and that's what the Ramah is telling us over here. The akoponim b'mokum shei b'navi echad, if they happen to come right next to each other, kigom b'shabes rosh chodesh shekor and hashemayim kisi shu b'navi echad im haftorah sos osis. Oz ain litcho sos osis legamrei v'yesh likros miktsas mimena achar shesia yisayim haShemayim Kisi. But in this situation where Shemayim Kisi is close physically in the navi to sos osis, then he says you don't have to totally give it up. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains. The Ramah is telling us. Now we go to Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes Rosh Chodesh shechol yos b'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, how do you daven? Kolel b'musaf b'bracha revi'itz Shabbos v'Rosh Chodesh. So the middle bracha of Shabbos incorporates, obviously, on Shabbos Mekadesh Shabbos and all the concepts of Shabbos, and you also incorporate within that same very bracha also the concept of Rosh Chodesh. And you conclude that bracha, V'chose Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Rosh Chodeshim. So you conclude in the Chasima both about Shabbos and about Rosh Chodesh, because both of them are part of that bracha. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud Dalet that B'Sidurim Kosud B'Shabbos Rosh Chodesh U'B'Shar Yom Tovim, and the Sidurim, it's written down that on Shabbos that's Rosh Chodesh, or on Shabbos Yom Tov, Achar Shemisayim Korban Shabbos, after you read about the Korban Shabbos, so some have the custom that they write Yisayim Zeh Korban Shabbos V'Korban Hayom Ka'amur. So they have the custom of saying that. And you see in some Siddurim, we have that in brackets, some say it, some don't. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that in Siddurim, that is the custom to say it. And he says, this is also brought down, but can't cause it in Siddur of Amram. However, he says, Ochein Kama Poskim, which you see in the Shar Hatzion, Oz Hey, this is a reference to the Shibolei Alek in the name of Rashi. And he brings down the Tzedel Aderech as well, and he also writes the Prichodosh and the Mamar Mordechai, all hold that you shouldn't say this. They have a Yitur Lashon, it's an excessive word, because it's obvious. The Kamishmaya Gaya, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all known, what is what? That he has it. And therefore, this recitation of Zeh Korban Shabbos, the Korban Ayom Ka'amur, are in fact an unnecessary hefsik, and therefore, V'lochein Kasu She'en Lomro, they in fact hold that one should not say it. Finally, Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Tezvav, explains, V'imchosam v'shal Shabbos levad, if you didn't end off Mekadesh HaShabbos, and you just said that, you didn't say V'Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim, so Yotze b'di'evit. You are Yotze, at least b'di'evit, because you did mention Rosh Chodesh in the Bracha, even though you didn't mention it in the Chasima. The issue footnote number 11 has a number of other scenarios that are similar to this. What happens if you said this or not that? So he brings down first, in Yontif, that comes out on Shabbos, if you just said Mekadesh HaShabbos, so Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Pei Zayin, the Bir Halacha brings down over there that you would be Yotzei B'di'evet, so he says over here, the same thing applies to Rosh Chodesh as well. If you did it the other way, you just said Rosh Chodesh, and you didn't mention Shabbos, so the Bir Halacha says in regards to Yontif that falls out on Shabbos, Sheim Chos Habrak B'Shal Yontif, Tzorech Iyin L'maisa Ketzad Yinoik. He's not sure what you should do. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down the Alicha Shlomo, Shesopi Brachos L'Hokel, when in doubt, we don't make another Bracha the Rabbanon, and therefore he says, L'maisa, you wouldn't go back over there and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei if you just were Chosim with Yontif and not Shabbos, and he says, L'chori, the same thing would apply over here in regards to Rosh Chodesh. You wouldn't go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei if you just said Mekadesh Rosh Chodeshim without mentioning Shabbos. He then has a discussion, what happens if you're saying the wrong Shemoneh Esrei and you realize how to correct it? I ain't showing the rest of this footnote. With that we conclude Simen Tov Chav Hei and the Halachos of Rosh Chodesh, and now we enter into Simen Tov Chav Vav, which deals with the Halachos of Kiddush Levana, Birchas HaLevana, Uzman, and the right time to do so. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Haroe Levana B'chidusha, when somebody sees the new moon in its newness, i.e. the start of the moon's appearance. So then, he makes a special bracha, Mevarech, with Shem U'Malchus, Bracha Toshem, Elkinu Mechlam, Asher B'Ma'amaro, Boro Shechokim, Chule, the Nusach that we have in our Siddurim, and this is based upon the Gemara. This is a memra of Rev Yehuda in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Asher B'Ma'amaro, Boro Shechokim, goes through a number of different potential girsos over here as well. And Dirshu footnote number 10 has a whole discussion. He brings down two different opinions by the Birkei Yosef as to what type of bracha this is. Is it a birchas hamitzvos or is it a birchas shevach vihodah? I ain't shown in this footnote for further details. Dirshu footnote number 11 also discusses what happens if you ended off with the wrong chasima. There are different nuschos. There is a nusach over here that we say mekadesh chadoshim instead of mechadesh chadoshim. In other years, it says Mekadesh Rosh Chodeshim, and B'di'evit, if you answered it with any one of these, even though you didn't say Mekadesh Chodeshim, which is our girsa, you would be Yotzi B'di'evit. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Aleph explains further that this is a mitzvah saseh shezman groma, and therefore v'noshim peturos milekadesh halavona davi mitzvah saseh shezman groma. This is a time-dependent mitzvah, and therefore women are not obligated to say it, and in fact, even though we have the kol mitzvah saseh shezman groma no agos hanoshim shemakaymos mevarchos aleim, even though in general women can take upon themselves to say a bracha for a mitzvah saseh shezman groma if they wish to, at least according to the Ashkenazim, mikol makom, he says, nevertheless, he brings this down for the Mogen Avraham and Shar Achronim in the name of the Shalah, the minog is mikol makom mitzvah zu ain't tzrichin lekayma. Women don't say this mishum deheim garmu pigam halavona because of the whole sin with Chava and the Eitz Hadas, so they caused the pigam and the levona to occur, and therefore ain't tzrichin lekayma. They don't have the custom to do this. Dirshu, footnote number one, has a whole discussion. Why is it a mitzvah to say Shizman Groba? And he brings down from the Chacha Shlomo, who asks a very good question. The reason that we don't say Kiddush Levana after halfway through the month of the moons being filled is Sha'az Halavana Nechseres Olechus, because the moon is starting to wane at that point in time, and we only make the bracha on the Levana, quote, Bishas Chidusha, when it's going on its rise. And therefore, this has nothing to do with Zman Groma. This has to do with the mitzias of the Levana. And therefore, why is this called a time-dependent mitzvah? And the Chachma Shlomo answers this question in his Sefer Elef L'cho Shlomo, and he says, the bottom line is, Machma Siyam HaBracha, which is Mechadish Chadashim, you're right, we wouldn't be able to say that it's a Mitzvah Sishis and Groma. But the beginning of the Bracha, Asher B'ma'amaro, Baro Shechokim, that is considered a Mitzvah Sishis and Groma, Kivon, Shebracha Zu Shayeches B'chol HaZmanim, Shari Yosekes B'maisa Reishis. The first part talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world, and that's not time limited. And therefore, when the rabbi set up that you can only say it in the first part of the month, so that becomes a Mitzvah Sishis and Groma. But Moshe finds in Zatzal and Igros, Moshe brings down a slightly different reason. He says, Kivon shemevarchem also rak bizman chidusha shalavani. He says, not the same reason as the Chachma Shlomo, but he says, the bottom line is, the rabbis are masaking to only say this during the chidusha shalavana, when the moon is starting to grow. So he says, it's considered a mitzvah saseh shesman groma. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Vesumo chayev b'kiddush levana, a blind person who obviously cannot see the moon and cannot benefit from the moon, nevertheless is obligated in kiddush levana. Why? Ki bracha zu niskina al chidush ha'olam. Because this bracha was set up not for your personal individual benefit, from the benefit that the moon provides to the world. And therefore, this blind person, while he may not benefit directly, v'gamhu nene ayidei shacherim roin, he benefits from the fact that other people can see from the light of the moon and won't trip and will guide him and not allow him to trip. U'malichno so ala derech, and therefore, he can make the bracha. And he says this is very much like v'domo liyotzeh me'oros. This is similar to the bracha and shachris of yotzeh me'oros, that a blind person is also allowed to make it. Ken Kasu Achronim, this is the opinion of Achronim, Ayin in the Bir Halacha, where this is discussed a little bit more, in Dibra Maschal, Asher B'mamro, Boro Shechokim. Then the Mishmur continues and he writes, V'katun Mishagia L'chinuch, when a child reaches the age of being able to be taught to understand what it means to say Kiddush Levana, and Dirshu footnote number two goes through a machlokis that we've discussed many times, exactly what this age is, and it will obviously be dependent upon every child. As some of the posts say, Kol Echud Lufi Havanoso, a very bright child might be an earlier age, a child that's not as smart will be a later age, and some of the Mefarshim try to give specific ages, Ayin Sham, in this halacha. So the Mishnah continues and he says, Mechanchen lo ba, you should teach the child once he reaches whatever this age of chinuch is to teach him to say Kiddush Levana. And Ken Kassel B'Shem Rav Yaakov Emden, this is the Psak of Rav Yaakov Emden, V'nira Dizel Rak L'Rabbeinu Tam B'Simen Ayin. This is only according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, who says that you have to be Mechanek the Chatan even if you're not with him. Aval Rashi Shom Lo Nehira, but according to the opinion of Rashi over there, which says V'dami L'Kriyashma, it's similar to the opinion of Kriyashma, which, if you look over there, Ayin Sham, Dirshu footnote number three, reminds us that Rashi's opinion is, if the Katan is not with you by Kriyashma because he's at home, so then Ein Chayav L'Chanecho, then you have no obligation. So to over here, if the Katan is not with you when you're doing Kiddush Levana, you don't have any mitzvah to be Mechanechem. However, Dirshu footnote number three brings down, from the Shulchan Aruch, it seems that the opinion is like the Rabbeinu Tam, that you should be Mechanech the child. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "V'avshav the kavana so gam kein the tov lino kein lechachila." Bottom line is, you certainly should try to do this. It's a good idea. U'kamoshe pasuk shom b'shulchan aruch lino kriyashma ayin shom. Just like we paskin over there, that you should try to be mechanechem even in kriyashma. The issue footnote number four says, "Mikom makom kishigi alegil shteimisvei." When the child reaches 12 years old, he's almost by mitzvah. Then everybody would agree that the father should have an obligation to teach his son to say kriyashma. And I would guess that that would apply really to all other mitzvahs as well. Once a child reaches the age where he really needs to know how to do it, then everybody would agree that that's the appropriate time to start teaching him how to do it under almost all circumstances. Then the Ramah says, "Hagah." The Ein Lekadesh HaChodesh Ela Balayla. We do Kiddush Levana when it's night. What does that mean when it's night? So the Ramah says, Be'ez Shalavona Zorachas V'nanin Me'ora. At the time that the moon is shining, of course the moon is reflected light from the sun, it doesn't have its own light, but when you can see the light reflected off the moon, and you can benefit from it. V'nanin Me'ora. And this is brought down in the Augur, that you have to get some benefit. What does it mean you have to get some benefit? So it's brought down in Dirshu footnote number 6 from the Birkei Yosef, You don't literally have right now to get benefit from it. If there's a street lamp there and it's totally obliterating the light from the moon because the street lamp is so much brighter, that's not what he's talking about. That in theory, you would have been able to get benefit from the moon. It's night enough outside that you would have benefited someone from the moon. If there were no street lamps, you wouldn't fall because you could see by the light of the moon, then Rashi Levarach. That's called night over here that you're getting benefit from it. And would be allowed to say the bracha of Kiddush Levana. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis explains that when you say Lail over here, it is opposed to Lafuke Ben Hashmashu Shalavon Nirus Ktsas, as opposed to during the Ben Hashmashu period of time, the 15 or so minutes after the sun sets, when it's really not benefiting directly, Adayinu Yom, you're still calling it really day at that point in time, and therefore we don't say Kiddush Levana then. But once it's after the Ben Hashmashu, even if it's not pitch black, as long as you would theoretically have been able to benefit from the light of the moon, then you can say Kiddush Levana. The issue footnote number 5 is, what about the other side? What about in the morning, after dawn, after Olas HaShachar? So he brings down from the Shelus HaTshuva, says, Oris Tshuva, Efshel HaKadosh. You could do it then, because the bottom line is, you're still benefiting from the light of the moon. It's still pretty dark outside. However, he brings down from Shelus HaTshuva, Yaskol Adi, no, you can't, because it's after dawn already. Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita passing somewhat in between, and he says, as long as it's dark enough outside that you would benefit from the light of the moon, then you can still say Kiddush Levana, even in the morning. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel states, "Dahainu be'esh zrichosa nikeres agabi karka." What does it mean? You're benefiting from the light of the moon, that you can see the light of the moon on the ground. So, im niskase halavona ba'avim, if the moon is in fact covered up by clouds, so it depends. Im of dak v'kolush, if the clouds are light and thin, sheniris halavona mimenu, you can see the moon through these clouds, v'nenebo, and you can get benefit from it. Oh, there's enough light there that you can benefit from it, or at least theoretically benefit from it, then mevarach, then you are allowed to make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. However, v'im ha'anon of, if in fact the cloud is thicker, and you can't really see the moon itself or benefit from the light of the moon, then ain't no mevarach. Then you're not allowed to go and say Kiddush Levana. Sometimes happens you start the bracha and then suddenly the clouds come. So go my bracha, then you're allowed to finish the bracha. Unless in Loshu Misharsh Tiskasa Alavona Biemsa Brichaso, unless you saw the clouds coming and at the beginning you said there's no way I'm gonna be able to finish the bracha, then Sha'az Lo Yaslu Brichaso. Then the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't have started the bracha in the first place. Now he says Ayin in the Bir Halacha, in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel V'nene Meora, he has a very long and complex discussion about all of these ideas. Ayin Sham, we don't have time to do it ourselves. Then the Mishnah says, "Huadin Emiyesh Mosach Ma'adil Bein Olav and Alavana." If you have some sort of a curtain in between you and the Levana, so the din is exactly the same. Hadin Gankin Kamol in Yinovim. It's like the clouds over here. Im Hamosach Hudak Bekolush. If it's a light curtain of some sort, a light barrier of some sort, Sha'over Mimenu or Halavana, that the light from the moon passes through this light barrier. Atru Nana Mimenu, and you could benefit from it, or at least theoretically you could benefit from it. V'yachol Hakir Men Adorim Shem Nikorim Lor Halavana, and you could see things that you can recognize by the light of the moon. So then Yachol Levarach Lav, then you'd be allowed to go and say Kiddush Levana. However, V'yim HaMosach Hugas, if it's a thick type of a curtain, a veil of some sort that you can't really see through, Ein Nun Enem Yor Levana, you're not getting really benefit from the light of the moon, Ein Levarach, then you shouldn't. Devi Brach Levatala, because now it's a Brach Levatala. You're only allowed to say Kiddush Levana. The rabbis only set it up when you're able to at least theoretically benefit from the light of the moon, and here you can't. V'ayin Masha Kosavnu B'Sof HaSimon. This will be discussed more at the end of this simon. The issue footnote number 7 has the interesting scenario of what happens if only part of the moon is covered up with clouds. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal Paskin and Alicha Shlomo Sharashoy Levarach Leo, you'd be allowed to. And this is also the opinion of the Eshel Avrami Bachach and also the Leket Yosher. And he brings down the fact that he once saw the Trumas Hadeshin himself, who was only seeing part of the moon, make the bracha on Kiddush Levana. In the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Gimel, he brings down from the Radvaz, and as well it's mentioned in the Magen Avram, that you make Kiddush Levana. I mean, I guess always make Kiddush Levana outside, not have a roof over you. But technically, if you can't go outside for whatever the reason, let's say a person's sick, he's in the hospital, and he can see the moon through the window, the glass of the window, you'd be allowed to go make the bracha. The issue footnote number 8 explains that the Shaar HaTzion over here is telling us in the name of the Shaar HaTshuva, Shudafkim Yodea Bebiro Shemashe Meir Kinegdu Hu Aral Vana. You have to make sure that what you're seeing is really the moon. But if you're just seeing the chalon, just light, and you can't really see the moon, then ein levarach. And he adds as well, in linyan amkadish beveso, shegamim roa bebiras alavana, from your house, as long as you see the moon itself, then it's okay. However, lechatchila, it would be preferable, yosel liftoch as a chalon levarach, better to open up the window and do it directly, not through the glass. Then he brings out an interesting point in Dershu foot number 9. What about with glasses? So he says if a person wears glasses, he can bench Kiddush Levana. But Rosh Hashanah Zalman says if you need it with a telescope to see the moon, then he's questioning whether you can because you're not seeing it in a natural way in that situation. As opposed to with glasses, you're seeing it magnified somewhat with your glasses, but you'll still be able to see it in a natural way. With that, we conclude today's shiur.